From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In what is being billed as the first Tea Party-sponsored GOP debate in Tampa, Florida, the sparks began flying early. The two frontrunners, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Texas Governor Rick Perry, clashing over Perry's previous characterization of Social Security as a Ponzi scheme.
Governor, the term Ponzi scheme is what scared seniors, number one. And number two, suggesting that Social Security should no longer be a federal program and return to the states and unconstitutional is likewise frightening. Look, there are a lot of very bright people who agree with you. And that's your view. I happen to have a different one. I think that Social Security is an essential program, that we should change the way we're
Governor,
funding
it
to make it sure.
A criminal. You said if people did it in the private sector,
did
it would be called criminal. That's in your book.
Perry and Romney were joined by the other six GOP candidates. Perry today received the endorsement of Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. Romney was endorsed by former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. The debate is being carried on CNN. President Obama today sent Congress a bill aimed at boosting employment that has a price tag of nearly $450 billion. As NPR's David Wellner reports, while the president says the legislation is fully paid for, a top Republican lawmaker is giving much of the jobs bill a thumbs down.
After initially greeting the president's jobs initiative with conciliatory remarks, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is now taking a much harder line.
I will tell you that over half, I think, of the total dollar amount is so-called stimulus spending. We've been there, done that. The country cannot afford more spending like the stimulus bill.
Cantor was referring to the nearly $800 billion spending and tax cut package Congress enacted shortly after Mr. Obama took office. Many independent economists and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office say that stimulus package did prevent a much greater job loss, but it had to be paid for with borrowed money. The president says this jobs package won't increase deficits, but he has yet to explain how. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
In Tripoli, the head of Libya's Transitional National Council says that moderate Islam will be the basis for laws in the country's new government. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports Mustafa Abdel Jalil says Libyans will not accept any extremist ideologies.
Jalil made his remarks at a public gathering in Tripoli's main square, where ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi used to rally his supporters. His remarks were seen by some as a warning to Islamists who are part of Libya's rebel movement. There have been signs of division among the rebel leadership, especially between those who have a history of opposing Gaddafi and those who defected from the Gaddafi regime only after the revolution began in February. Jalil is a generally popular figure, but he served as Gaddafi's justice minister before joining the rebels. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 68 points today. You're listening to NPR. The bodies of at least 75 people have now been recovered following a gasoline pipeline explosion in a slum in Kenya's capital. Officials say the blast in Nairobi left more than 100 other people burned. Still not clear as what caused the explosion. Officials there describe flames leaping from the pipeline for a radius of some 300 yards. At the time of the explosion, narrow twisting alleyways near the pipeline were jammed with people on their way to work or school. A bridge over the Ohio River that typically gets about 80,000 vehicles a day on it is shut down, leading drivers into a commuter's nightmare that may not change anytime soon. Sarah Whitmire reports from member station WFYU. Some drivers were stuck on the highway for hours this morning.
Support for NPR comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels ordered the immediate closure of the Sherman Minton Bridge near Louisville Friday night after engineers discovered a large crack. Commuter Erica Walsh lives in Kentucky but works at Indiana University South Bend in New Albany. She says this morning's commute wasn't any different than normal, but traffic going the opposite direction into Louisville Metro was at a standstill.
I didn't make any plans for this evening because I'm not entirely sure how long it's going to take me to get home.
Officials with the Indiana Department of Transportation are asking employers to let workers telecommute or work an altered schedule so fewer cars are on the road at peak times. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Whitmire in Bloomington, Indiana.
After a stormy 2 years on the job, Miami has fired its police chief. City Council there in a 3-2 vote moving to oust Miguel Esposito. This comes after officials determined police chief disobeyed orders not to demote or take any other actions against three top executives with the 1,100-officer force. It was also